Alright, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri, folks. Sports, running, and whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Here recording this first of two episodes here this week. Well, first of two episodes this week. Yeah, first of two episodes this week and first of two episodes I'm recording today on Tuesday, August 26, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for tuning into this episode. I almost mentioned the K-State theme there, which is my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, K-State every day there as well. But this is EG3, and this will be an update about what's going on with the Good Life Halfsea training here, folks. Halfsea fall training. We'll get into that in just a moment. EG3 Podcast, underneath the 3Y Podcast of EG3. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there. We come at you either once a week or twice a week or every other week. So once I have some time, shelf some time to devote to this podcast. So that's, well, yeah, a little frustrated. I should be running right now, but I am not. That was the original plan. This today, and then of course, once I said something about whatever's going on with the left side of the hip area, I probably wouldn't say not just the hip area, probably mostly the inside of it there. So after work today, we all listen to this podcast tomorrow. Strava will tell y'all that. I'm running regardless tomorrow because gotta get geared up for a potential doubleheader next week. We'll get into that. In this might be the only time I record it. Well, this only day I probably record, and then of course Friday's episode will be devoted to NASCAR as the NASCAR playoffs are officially set. My goodness. It came down to a few inches, but that field is set, and we're going to take you from the first round all the way to the checkered flag in Phoenix, Arizona. So, again, this used to be a NASCAR podcast. For those of you new to the podcast, this used to be a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years. Before that, this was a sports podcast and NASCAR podcast, and now back to a sports podcast, which now includes the adventures of EG3. So there is kind of a little synopsis on that. Yeah, I should be running right now, but I'm not. So I'm recording this morning before I head back in to work. So yeah, there's that. Yeah, so I'm dealing with that hip issue, and I don't think I've dealt with anything like this. It's not bad yet, but well, so today's a day off. I know Thursday's a day off there as well. Tomorrow is the last speed work, little mini speed session before Leawood. Yes, sir. Again, we'll get into that here on the backside. Before Leawood, of course, everybody's talking about the Plaza 10K. That is next Sunday, and originally I was not going to do that. I was going to sit that one out, but obviously, every time with these home races and whatnot, you get FOMO and whatnot, and the way I've been training anyways, you know what? Let's see where we're at. I want to see where I'm at. I'm one of the athletes where, yeah, I want to see where I'm at, obviously, leading up to this Good Life Halfsea, November 9th, which we're on the backside of August now, with football around the corner. College football started last week. It officially started last weekend, and of course, my alma mater lost yet again to Iowa State again. Yep, there's that. So there's that. But yeah, yes, yeah. So there's that. So we're gonna be doing that. Well, we'll see what the answer is, because I gotta go. I'm seeing a new going to. Well, I drive by the damn place every day. The PT place within the North Kansas City Hospital. They just renamed that North Kansas City Health. Yeah, is what that's called. So I gotta go in afterward, get checked out. We'll see what happens there. So try not to be too frustrated. It's like taking the ball out of your hands in the fourth quarter when your team needs you. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But trying to think on the positive side, I think so far with this good half-life build, and those of you new to the podcast, yes, no, I'm not training for a marathon, even though it's been coming up into my brain recently. But no, not going to veer away from it. Not going to be jumping into that. Nope, going for the lifetime half marathon goal of sub 120, which I've hit 80 so many times by now that is hopefully about to happen with all this hard work I've been putting in, really, not just with this build, because we're in week 6 of the Good Life Half C build, which, with those you don't know, that is up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Heard so many good things about it. And it's been on my half marathon bucket list for really the last 3-4 years, but can't do it because too busy marathon training. So, and with the frustrations of the last 2 marathons, say, you know what, the marathon game, it's not working for me right now. I gotta go, something's gotta fall in place. Well, we had the Road Sub 5 mile in St. Louis, so that domino has fallen there. So you can check that episode out, that postcast of St. Louis, that's out on the EG3 feed there as well. So go check that out and find out what happens there. But yeah, so yeah, week 6. And yeah, so double run yesterday. Yeah, so I don't know when this, whatever it is, hip flexor, hip, whatever it is, what started. So yeah, I've been running, and normally I don't report any lingerings on the podcast, but it was much frustration. But you know, yeah, I should be out there running, enjoying this what is now, I'm not gonna say fall yet, because Midwest weather can tease you, but damn, you want to be out there enjoying the weather, which I did yesterday. And then, yeah, somehow got through a track workout there. I thought I wasn't going to get through it, obviously dealing with this. But as the workout gone on, I got stronger. So, but hopefully it's something that it is manageable. And because I want to get the racing. And we have 2 races lined up. And, yeah, so there's that. But, yeah, Good Life Halfsie, November 9th, and that's apparently it got the dates wrong. No, we're not doing Salina. I thought Salina was going to be the first weekend of November. It is not, because I double-checked the dates on it, because it's on that Saturday, and of course, we're going to be in Lincoln the 9th. Well, we're going to be a couple days before that. That is the pre-plan right now anyway. So, yeah, man, I couldn't be any more excited. I didn't feel this way about racing last year. Yeah, I did some eye-popping things, and everybody's still talking to me about what I did last year. Even though, you know, this year, the winner of the last runner standing hit at 130 with the mileage, but everyone's still talking about what I did last year, the last runner standing. Things like, that was last year, it's okay. But yeah, But even now, you're like, I don't know. But it's just a different feeling when you're actually putting the work in. And all right, I think we got some of these guys. So especially the Plaza 10K. Now I don't know as far as next week goes. Now if everything goes status quo, because right now I feel pretty good. And of course, I say that and I'm not running right now. Because the original play, I was going to run, and then the meeting with my coach yesterday said, I better not push my luck. So I said, let's take the day off because I want to get ready for the Leewood. And I'll transition into that in just a few moments. But yeah, so the Plaza Tip, I don't know what the plan is for the podcast, at least for next week, because 2 races, let's see, I might not preview the Plaza 10K. We're going to do that right on this podcast because after that, it's going to be postcast of the Leewood Labor Day 5K. And then, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, straight on into Plaza 10K because we gotta finish business there. And it brings the Plaza 10K again with obviously with the KCM, Kansas City Marathon coming up, one of the more popular races in the Midwest. And surprisingly enough, I had no idea they were like winning the top 20 in the fall marathon. I gotta double check the exact number on that. I was shocked. I'll be honest, I was shocked by that. I'm like, what? With all what everybody says about it. But guys, that Kansas City Marathon. What else was half? Yeah, so you got that. Later on, there's like November. I know friends of mine, running friends, are training ready for Goblet Run right now. So there's just a lot of things, and, you know, missing out on Trolley Run, yeah, it's like, you know what, you're fast enough right now, let's just jump in and see what happens. What do you got to lose at this point? You got nothing to lose. You got to go out there and cut loose, and that's what I'm planning on doing. Hopefully the, again, whatever's up, because I'm going to see my PET afterwards. After work, not after the podcast, but after work. So I needed to find a place closer to me, and I'm not gonna dive on anything else right now because, I feel pretty ranty for the last couple, really weak. So not really thrilled with some people. Let's just talk character, but yeah, so that's where we're all at right now. So tomorrow's supposed to be immediate speed. To get ready for Leawood, and we did my repeats for the last 2 weeks. I thought I wasn't gonna get through yesterday's workout, and somehow did. so running my fat again. It took a little bit because with this cooler weather coming in now, it took a little bit longer than normal because obviously you're truly loving the heat and all that other stuff. It took a little bit longer, and probably in. Kind of skipped out on some of the usual warm-ups I've been doing, so I just went straight on into it, and that's dangerous there. So yeah, playing with fire there a little bit, but somehow I was going to cut it short, but somehow got all reps in. So yeah, I mean the speed is definitely there. It is the pace and everything else, it is definitely there, and I'm definitely excited. But again, a little bit of roadblock here. Got to sit out today. Originally, I was supposed to run today, but that ain't happened because I'm talking to you guys. So there's that. But tomorrow, I'm back on the track for the last time before Monday's Labor Day race. And I'll get into that here in just a second because I said that like 10 times on this podcast. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Gritter III here on this running edition. It's been a bit since I talked about where I'm at there, So, give me a little update on that here on this edition of the podcast. And, of course, I'm going to have a podcast rollout on Friday with NASCAR as well. So, we'll save all the NASCAR shenanigans for Friday's night, for Friday's podcast without cord. Friday's pod tonight after important business gets taken care of. But, yeah, man. So, I all year long, put in some good work, solid work. Yes, Olathe did not turn out good. That did not good. But I felt like putting this time kind of work, you gotta be putting out some fast time, at least a faster time. So hopefully, you know, with the way that Olathe shaked out, a little bit discouraging. But you know, just keep your head down. You know, just do. At some point, something's gotta change, right? With all this, it's going to pay off, right? You hear that all the time. So, again, we'll just have to find out and see what happens, obviously. I'm excited because this is the feeling I wasn't getting last year, obviously. Just kind of showing up and dreading the races. You know, the races are fun part. I used to be racing, especially a couple years ago, coming up here to Kansas City, wrecking Kansas City. Winning races, running fast, running up front. And all that other stuff. That's just the feeling for me this time around in the fall because I'm in shape. I told myself after Olathe, I gotta find a way to get back to where I was 2 years ago. And in that time frame back 2 years ago, that's when I came up to Kansas City because again, I know I said this on this podcast before. and shut out Manhattan Running Company. But obviously, they have their races over there. They don't have a lot of races up there. They have the key ones. By the way, last week was a speedy for a good cause. It's one of the more popular ones in Manhattan, Kansas. Not Manhattan, New York. Right? Manhattan, Kansas. The Speedy Parkinson's 5 and 10K. Something like that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, see, all that space. There you go. EG3 podcast, ADD, my bad. But, yeah, so, yeah, the Speedy PD, Parkinson's, I don't know the exact word, I'm sorry. That took place over the weekend there as well, back in Manhattan, Kansas, for a good cause. I know the head for Kerr 5K went down in Overland Park over the weekend as well here. And funny enough, I don't know what my mind is thinking, because I was going to go over there, potentially do my long run, and then there was a race there. So, well, I didn't go over there. I just thought about it, and then, like, you know what? I decided to stay close to do that. And then, sure enough, race in Court Woods. Like, 10,000 races over there. So there's that. And then, the week before that, I thought about going to Parkville, which is closer to the EG3 confines. And I said, no, you know what? I'm going to change it up and go to Leawood. Go there, because I haven't been over there in a while. I like mixing up my runs, as you can tell. Go to different places, as you can tell. Not the same places. Not doing the same runs like some people. Like some of these runners around here. Gotta change the variety up, man. But then, sure enough, Parkville had a race 2 weekends ago. So I don't know. My gut, my mind, saying, oh, you know, the first thing, oh, let's go here. Never mind. There might be a race there. So I don't know if I've been spot on about these. I'm not even paying attention. And mind me, I'm not even looking at no calendar or whatnot. I'm just minding my own damn business. So there's that. So head for career, obviously. So interesting enough that my two competitors raced that race. I'm not gonna say no names on here. So yeah, so it'll be interesting. But anyways, I'm prepared. So I think this is the most excited I've been for a race, and obviously more than Olathe, because probably should not ran that race. So probably should have ran something else. But again, that happened. It's over. It's done. It's time to flip the calendar to the fall, which experiences this lovely weather here in the last couple of days. So yeah, that's obviously the other reason why I'm a little frustrated. But yeah, so there's that Leawood, right? So I've mentioned that several times here on this episode here today on this podcast here. So 2 years ago, and okay, so let's just set the stage here. So Monday, assuming everything goes status quo, we'll find out what. Because I'm seeing a different PT did it today. That's much more closer to my work. Because work, I've been getting off like 30 minutes later than some people. But for whatever reason. But hey, you know, hey, I'll take that little extra cash. But yeah, so I needed somewhere to go that's open late. I can't just have all these PT places in Overland Park, Kansas City, close at 5:30. Is there a place that, all right, I'm going to stay later, open to like 7 or whatever, and look, and knowing me and doing research, the lack of research that I do, last night, you know, finally, you know, do us a little bit of research, and of course, why did I not think about this, right? North Kansas City, their hospital has a PT place, a floor within their own hospital. So I'm going to go there, get checked out, see what's up. So I'm a little bit nervous about, I'm a little nervous about that. So we'll see. It's not serious. I can walk around just fine. I need to walk around for work anyway, because I drive around KC every day for work. So the walking is not the issue. It's probably the start, stop, all this other stuff. But again, we'll just see. Normally, I don't talk injuries on here, but that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I'd rather be out there enjoying the nice weather and company. But hey, this is where we're at right now. So, I guess you can learn lessons from that, right? But yeah, so that's why I'm going there in Leawood, right? So back to that. I keep steering off from that. So Leawood 2 years ago, the same race, Leawood Labor Day, because Labor Day is coming up. Oh, by the way, so Labor Day weekend. So that means no work Monday. So there's that. I just can't read the race. I wasn't having this type of feeling last year. Yeah, I did races, but I wasn't having fun. That's what it is. I mean, look, last runner standing was fun in a different way, but fun and new experience, and whatnot. All right, let's see. Nobody expected this me to do nothing. Yeah, I got confirmation. Nobody expected me to do nothing. All right, you know, let's go out here and mix it up with these ultra people. And look what we did, obviously. So, and we won't. Nobody know. We never know what Al did this year, because had to take that. If I want sub 80, quote unquote sub 80, you gotta sit it out. You can't do that race. So there's that reason why I didn't do it, because of the recovery in the number. I told my coach, I knew like, nope, you're not doing this, but. Got the green light. Hey, but got the green light on these two. So we'll see. Leawood, like 2 years ago, we won the whole thing. I don't think we did a podcast on it. No, we did not. Yeah, 2 years ago, came in. I was, again, new to the scene, new to the KC area. We took that thing by storm. Damn! Ooh! And I wasn't doing the workouts like I am right now. Let's just say that. And I tell you what, man. Ooh! I just can't wait. There's just a lot of motivating factors behind this fall season. So, and last year I was timid, and I probably should have did it last year. I probably was going to get smoked anyway, but I probably should have did it. But instead I did a 15 mile run. I think I did a double that day. I did 14 or 15 miles instead of doing that race, and then went to do the, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I did a KC, yeah, I did the trolley run, did a KCRC. I need to get back on that game. Stealing a phrase from one of my good friends that she posted on Strava. I like that. So I use it here a little bit. I got to get back on my trolley game. Again, like I said, work. If I get off work on top like I'm supposed to, then that can happen, but that hasn't happened. So I was like, I'll just stay close over here. So yeah, definitely I'll be getting back on that next week. So that's gonna be a big Monday there. Hopefully we're gonna be celebrating a dub either way. So but that's the plan going in there, right? That's the plan. That is the plan. We're going in there full force. I ain't hold nothing back. We gotta see where this fitness is at. I'm ready to test it this year for sure. I mean, they ain't no timid this year. I'm going in there. We're gonna see. We're gonna find out, cause we know we got the skill. We know we got the pace. I know I'm in shape. Bless the shape I'm in right now. So I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Get back over there and let a lot of people know what's up. So that's the Leawood Labor Day 5K. That's what this podcast is doing. Of course, we have a postcast of that. Let's see. Either probably next. I record that probably next Tuesday. So yeah, I'm pumped up, man. I'm pumped. I could not be. This is the feeling I wasn't doing, because last year I was timid in some of these, including that Chicago weekend, because that Chicago weekend and the foolishness that I'm dealing with after the fact, months after the fact, that shouldn't be foolishness, but it is foolishness, and I am sick of it. So there's that as well. So as you can probably tell, I am way irritated here on today's podcast. This is the EGG podcast, Eddie Ritter III, giving you an update. I know I haven't updated y'all in a while on the running front, so I figure here, use the time that I've been out running to talk to you guys on this edition. This will come out tomorrow, and then, of course, Friday's edition will be all about the playoffs, NASCAR edition 2025. They're getting ready for Darlington on Labor Day weekend. But yeah, Leewood, that's what's up. I can't wait. It's fast. It's super fast. And so I basically take this week. Well, this week is shaping up as a little bit of a cutback anyways. The next two, because yeah, I have that, Leewood, and then again, coming back to the Plaza, because originally, I wasn't going to do it. And sending these home races out, you get a lot of FOMO. Trolley run, earlier, 4-miler. I should have been in that race. I should have been in that race, right? So, and then, there's another race that I should have been a part of. Was it? It wasn't Hospital Hill. It was another race or some sort. But I know trolley run for damn sure. I should have been in that. I should have been part of that. And I said I was training for a stupid Olathe marathon. So yeah, man. So I figure, you know what? The shape that you're in right now, what you've been putting down. Yeah. You got nothing to lose. You're in shape. I'm feeling racy. I mean, Leewood was in the plan anyway. Leewood racing this 5K, they're getting back into it. The 5K, that was in the plan. That was in the plan for the lead up to the half seat, right? So we got that going on. And then the Plaza was not in the part of the plan. This past weekend, I was supposed to travel to Tennessee. Decided not to do that. I decided 2 weeks ago not to go. Change it up, because I had to take care of a few things around here. So, I mean, possibly next year we'll have to see. Again, a lot of things can happen between now. That's why I say, you know, a lot of things can happen between now and then and everything else like that. So, you know, well, you know what? But the Plaza 10K, one of the more older races, and everybody and a lot of people love that race. I've been able to do it the last, 3 years, including that year where I was introduced to Kansas City running. Used to Kansas City running. So, yeah, we'll be back at it again, and this time getting some revenge, because I know, and I think in that 2 years ago, right, doing all them 10Ks, ooh, your boy was in shape, boy, 35s, I said I need to get back in it, and I'm really pretty optimistic, cautiously optimistic. I don't want to say I'm fully confident. I don't want to go marching around and all that, but I am cautiously optimistic that we're going to be right up in that mid, not in the front front, because you got a lot of fast people that come down, or several people that come down, faster people that run this race. So I'm as excited for next week. Just trying to get there. That's another thing. But I'm just trying to take this, trying to be easy one day at a time. Just focus on today. Do what you need to do. Just get back close to healthy, and just take care of your own business. So that's what it is. So this is kind of, these 2 weeks, I know that's kind of in the middle of half marathon training block, because, and oh, by the way, this is the first actual half marathon training block, even though I'm putting down some serious miles again. But also my other friend out there in JC, Kansas, is doing the same thing. Putting out all those miles, doing the workout, and she's a coach for Junction City High School. Shout out Mandy. Yes, sir. So I know I need to put, if I need want to be the best I can be on race day, I need to be putting in this work, right? I need to be putting in work. And that's what we all need to be doing, right? You want to get that PR, you want to complete your first marathon, you want to complete your first half marathon, whatever it is you're training for this fall season, continue to do what you do. And you, hey, I don't hear no excuses about the weather. Now, we finally got, a lot of us got what we want. It's the fall weather, at least right now anyways. You know, Midwest weather can change back to this hot weather, but at least for this recording podcast right now, it's what, Lord, look out below 60. And no, I don't have the beanie just yet. Even though I did, I had to have it all yesterday. It's almost beanie season, baby. Yes, sir, for yours truly. Yeah, I'm excited. This is the feeling. There's definitely a difference from last year to this year, besides the work that I've been putting in all year. It hasn't paid off yet, but I believe it's coming. I believe it's coming. Hopefully, it's going to start. It started at St. Louis, even though it's just a mile. But I felt great after the fact. And then able to run, what was it, 8 miles after post St. Louis? Yeah, so I did that. So, yeah, man, I could not be excited to get back out there. And we got a message to deliver. Let's just put it like that on for Monday. So, again, I got to go to the PT later today, later after work today, later this afternoon. So, we're going to have that moving on, go on, right? So, we're going to have that. And then, yeah, Leawood, and then, and then the Plaza 10K next Sunday. One of the more popular events here, so, yeah, we won't have FOMO there, because we already signed up for it there, so, we're going to use these 2 weeks kind of as a down weeks, and then, it's basically perfect, because after that, it's our final build. We'll build up, and it's going to be the last build up to our other race. Not really a race, it's a relay race that we'll get into that and when we get there or after all this is completed. So yeah, I just couldn't be more excited to get back out racing, because yeah, maybe it's the old man in me being irritated, but yeah, so there's an update there. Good Life Halfsea, November 9th, we're in Halfsea training, and I got an email, I guess, for other people. They just started half-sea training. I'm ready, man. So we'll see. Hopefully, you know, we'll see. It depends on who shows up at that 5K. And I have my eye on two people. So, but I feel I'm ready for them. I'm ready for them. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, to go, come out of there. Hopefully with a dub on either way. Either it's, because again, I won this thing 2 years ago. Won the whole thing, not no age group win. We won the whole, I'm talking about the whole shebang. And hopefully go back over there and make a statement either way. So hope I have a game plan on both. So there's that. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to cut loose next week. Cut loose to see what we got. Cause I'm definitely feeling racy. I wasn't feeling it like this last year. Y'all. KC, y'all better look out, baby. We're coming next week, baby. EG3 podcast, Eddie Gritter 3rd here for a few more minutes. I got another rant I gotta get on my chest here, folks. People on these bikes, man, I don't know what y'all be smoking, but y'all gotta have better courtesy of runners. If you love riding your bike, I'm sorry. This is not the friends I know who ride bikes. Obviously, it's not towards them. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not towards you. It's the other idiots out here that think they owe the damn roads. Y'all got to stop playing. Because if y'all hit the wrong person, somebody's going to snap. It was almost me. Me on Sunday. Because it's my own damn business. Again, and I'm running the blip route. Well, all the blip route, let's just say, and then plus extra, because I went over to near Strawberry Hill, right? So go over there, come back, this is coming back. So this is coming back from Strawberry Hill, back on the blip route, back on. So there's a transition from what was it, 3rd Street and the bridge. And this idiot, I moved over, right? And this dude kept moving, even, and I can see, it's not like I'm oblivious, I can see what the hell's going on. Moves over to the right, he is hauling ass, right, still right, running towards me, and has the nerve to say something. I'm not gonna repeat what he said, and I clap back at his ass. Let's put it mildly, I clap back at him. Say, I ain't putting up with this crap, this is dumb, and y'all gotta have better courtesy of other runners. It just can't happen. You see a person, you have the ability, you guys and gals have the ability to move over. And mind you, this was, nobody's on the road. I don't know what time it was, because again, I'm keep trying to stay pace, easy long run. This is probably about, because I started at about 6:20. Yeah, I know, because I remember, because Strava has it. 6:20, had to be around, I don't know, but there was nobody on the road. early enough that nobody, no traffic was on the road. Let's put it that way. You have all this space. You have all this damn space out here. Why are you going coming straight towards me? I moved over. And why are you saying smart? You better not play with me. No. You better not play with me. Sorry, I'm sorry. That's not going to fly anymore. I am done with these cyclists out here. It was half these cyclists out here trying to own roads. That could have been a dangerous situation because he didn't even slow down. He didn't even move to the left. This fool came straight towards me. And I moved over first. And he still came, he moved a little bit to the right. You stupid person. I tell you, boy. You want to play, hey, you hit the wrong person. I know somebody else was telling, I think it was one of the other groups I was with a few weeks ago was complaining about somebody else as well. All these damn cyclists think they own Kansas City or in the markets. I don't know what it is. Y'all smoking the River Market or whatever it is, but y'all better move y'all ass over. I'm telling you that because y'all hit the wrong person. Ooh, y'all going to be in trouble. It's going to be a wrap. It's a wrap. That's it. That's it. So I wanted to get that out of my chest because I've been sitting on that for a minute, for a good minute, because I am tired of it. I am tired of it. And it's like share the road. And and knowing me, the driver in Kansas City, yeah, I know better than that because drivers are rude anyways. That's why you have to play it smart anyway. Right? So it's mind-boggling that I was fed up with it. And that's probably, that's the other reason I'm coming frustrated as well, because y'all fools continue to think y'all can own the roads. It's still going to result in somebody get hurt. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not going to repeat what that fool said, but I did not like it. I snapped back at him. So you won't play with me. I'm going to be straight up. I don't think I've been this pissed. In a long while. Yeah, so that's the other thing I want to raise. I want to cut loose. So I can't, I just can't wait the next week and it's like that. And I don't know, it's like dealing with idiotic cyclists, bikers, whatever. It's the same damn thing. Whatever that is. So I'm on one of my epic, as Alex calls it, epic rants. This is an epic one because I am sick and tired of these cyclists thinking they own roads and thinking, oh yeah, yeah, other people out here too. You got walkers, got runners out here running, getting miles in, and you stuck up people want to think y'all own roads. Get out of here with that stuff, man. Just get out of here with that. EG3 Podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, wherever you get your podcast there as well. I'm going to leave it at that because I'm fired up, folks, for that as well. Friday, NASCAR. I'm going to record that tonight after I get back from the PT. So I'll record that. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy day for a little EG3 there as well. So there's that as well. So two episodes this week and then Monday postcast of what goes down in Leawood. Like I said, baby, woo, somebody's going to be back, baby. I cannot wait. Oh, I cannot wait. You better not piss me off. I'm fired up. I'm fired up to get out there and send a message. Yeah, there's that. That's we're across the finish line on another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Hanging out with me I'm recording it on Tuesday, August 26th. This will come out tomorrow, so be out looking for that. Running edition, and then NASCAR edition will be on Friday, so get ready, because we're going to have some postcasts coming to you. And then after the Plaza 10K, got one more, but that race is a team event. We'll discuss more when we get past these next couple of races. But your boy right now in week six, half the training, going pretty solidly. Right now trying to stay even trying to stay even kill right now. But yeah, man, I am, as you probably tell, Irritated is the word, folks, for the week. Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all later on this week. We'll see you.